95 Country. I'm Olivia, and today I am joined by Beth Blackman and Ronnie Calhoun. They are here to talk about A Day for Watson, which is taking place on Saturday, March 18th. Ronnie, you are Watson's great uncle, or just uncle, feel like. Okay. Can you talk a little bit about Watson?
You know, he's your normal three-year-old kid up until this point.
Right.
His mother, Melissa, was trying to figure, he was starting to have some headaches and starting to complain a little bit about not feeling well. So she went to the doctor. They kept, you know, doctors did a little checklist. What's the most likely? And wasn't this, wasn't that, wasn't this. So ended up in Children's Hospital in Baton Rouge, thinking that she was just going to go down there and they were going to figure it out and she was going to come home that day or the next day. And she hasn't been back since. That was about a month, maybe a month or 5 weeks ago, I'm not sure. But they found a tumor on the back of his brain, a large tumor on the back of his brain that's kind of on his spine too. And to Baton Rouge's credit, they were like, this is out of our league. We've got to get him to Memphis. And they did immediately. I mean, within hours, he was headed to Memphis. At that point, he went to Le Bonheur Hospital. I feel like a lot of people don't know Le Bonheur. I didn't before this happened. But they're, I guess, I don't know if this is 100% correct, but I would say they're like a sister hospital to St. Jude. And all brain surgeries go to Le Bonheur. So the treatment stuff is at St. Jude, but all the brain surgeries go to Le Bonheur. And so he went there. They did an emergency brain surgery on him, and he's had two brain surgeries since then. He's had a shunt put in because he kept having fluid. Unfortunately, they did the scan. They removed the first one, and a week later, they found another tumor and more tumors that were not only in his brain but down his back and around his spine and other areas. So it's a very fast-growing it's a brain disease. You know, it's like one of those long words, and I don't want to butcher it, but that disease isn't the worst case, but unfortunately he has a gene that's inside of that disease that's really rare called a MYC gene, a MYC, and that makes this particular disease a lot more aggressive. So he has that type of cancer and this rare gene inside of that cancer that makes it more aggressive. So, but they've done an excellent job, and now he's transferred over to St. Jude for the treatment. They're doing 6 weeks. He's almost at the end of the 6 weeks of chemo and radiation every day.
And you were saying, you know, for his age, he's pretty much in good spirits. He's a three-year-old boy, you know. what kind of things is he into?
I mean, he's your typical boy. I mean, anything that, you know, he's got a little drum set he likes to beat on and toys and trucks, and he loves Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol, okay.
Yeah, and I mean, he's just a sweet kid, you know. He's been in very good spirits, and I think that there's a, like we said off the air also, you know, the good news and the bad news is that he's three. And so he's not worried about some of the same things that you and I would worry about. He's just kind of taking it day to day, and I truly believe that when you're facing something like this, that's the best approach, is just to one day at a time and try to minimize your worry and your stress, and that's what he's doing. And he's sick, and he's having some hard times, and he's with the throwing up and the swelling and everything, and he just lost his hair this week. But you know, if he comes out of this thing and he has an opportunity to have a good long life, then these things are temporary, and all of those things, you know, it's okay. If that's the worst thing, then he'll look back and be thankful for all those things.
Oh, you just gave me goosebumps. I'm trying not to cry. But it's so true, because it's just like all of these things, they're so small in the grand scheme of what all of this is. And like you said, like if he comes out, or when, no, we're going to say when he comes out of this, like none of that matters. The hair's going to grow back, all of that, you know. And so that's just, it's inspiring is what it is. And Well, let's move this to the more positive, why you guys are here to talk about this amazing fundraiser that has been put together for Watson, A Day for Watson, taking place on March 18th. That is this Saturday at Smoot's Grocery from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And man, oh man, you guys, this is amazing. You have so much things lined up, starting with the poker run. So, Beth, can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the poker run, which is what kicks off the fundraiser?
So, yes, we're going to start our poker run registration at about 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll have kickstands up at 10. We'll have an entry fee of $25 for a single rider and $35 for a double. We are going to leave in stages, just so we're not overwhelming the city or anything else like that. And then, as well, we are allowing, you know, if you have any kind of antique vehicle or anything else like that, we've opened the gates. I mean, this is free reign, like, we want everybody to join in on this. I mean, so everybody is welcome. You know, we're just trying to get the word out about it.
Right. And so it's same day sign up, same
yes,
day registration.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Moving on to the cornhole tournaments, which I'm like stoked about. So where I'm from, that's like a huge thing, a cornhole tournament. I love, love a good cornhole tournament. So the first tournament is going to start at 1. The second one will start at 6, and then it's $50 per team?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to do $50 per team. I think it's 60% we're giving back to the family, and then the rest will be given to the first and second place winners.
Okay. And then you guys even have some live music lined up. I see Matt yes. Willis is on here. I've heard amazing things about him. So then Hannah Bell,
yep.
Bryce McLaughlin,
mm-hmm.
Charlie Hug.
Yep.
Craig Cox and Jenna Ducros,
yes.
Is that correct?
She's okay. actually one of our cousins that's coming in from New Orleans who
oh.
studied music. So
oh, wow.
It's a little special family touch in there, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We are going to take a little intermission break during our live auction and raffle drawings and stuff like that, just because, you know, we want everybody to give their full attention to what's going on.
Right, right.
We'll get through with the live auction and move on back to the music.
So speaking of the live auction, can you talk about some of the things that are going to be up for grabs?
So I don't really, you know, have the full list with me, but a couple of the items, we have like a full package for a ladies makeover. I mean, I've heard there's Botox in it. I mean, I'm ready to go bid right now. But we have also like a pontoon duck blind. We have multiple gun options. We're going to have this big, huge fire pit that was donated to us. We have furniture. We have so many good items. Weekend getaways, sunset flight.
What I love about this, too, is, like, there's going to be so much for the kids.
This is for a baby, and we wanted to make it the most kid-friendly as possible, and so we put a lot of time and effort and thought into what we were doing for the kids. So we had somebody say laser tag, and, you know, they're letting us borrow some hay bales, and they're setting that up.
That was the thing I was yes. most excited for when I was like, laser tag? What? Like, even a – but that's awesome. Because
yes.
adults are going to get on that too.
Yes,
because
they will.
We love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then, you know, we have our petting zoo, which I'm ready for. I mean, I know I have a 2-year-old, so I mean, she's going to be stoked. And the bounce houses, we have 2 bounce houses, face painting. We have multiple other things. There will be a $10 charge just to get the kids in,
mm-hmm.
just because we did incur some expenses during that.
Of course.
So that's pretty much the only thing that we're really, you know, requiring something for.
The thing that stood out to me the most out of this entire thing, which also just speaks to, I feel like, the community here in the Miss Lou and Watson and his story, is that this is going to be live streamed and a fundraising event is happening all the way in New Mexico. That is insane. It's called Roping for Watson. So can you talk about that? How did that come to be?
So my uncle, TJ Bailey, who has initiated all this and pulled it all together and pulled every string, I think this man possibly has to pull. He works in New Mexico a lot. He called one of his friends, and his friend was like, man, let's do it. And so Eric pulled it together, and they're doing this big roping competition. I don't remember if it's the animals they're dressing up or if it's the rodeo clowns, but they're dressing up as Watson's favorite characters.
That is amazing.
And they're, you know, they're doing their plate lunches as well as we're doing our plate lunches. And, you know, they're having their, we sent t-shirts over to them. They're doing doing a silent auction. I mean, they're pulling out the works with us.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, and it's all going to be live streamed. Like, that's what we've been working on this week, is getting it live streamed to Watson so that he can experience and be a part of this as much as possible.
And so you said you're sending shirts there. You guys are going to have shirts here on Saturday, correct?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to have some freshies, some koozies, and some shirts.
And some of the food and beverages, jambalaya plate lunches, which is always a good touch.
Yes, ma'am.
A popcorn wagon, a snow cone stand, and snack and Coca-Cola wagon.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to make sure everybody gets a little something.
I love it. So now, are you guys still looking for volunteers? Is that still?
Most definitely. Okay. I mean, if anybody wants to come out and help, I mean, I'm going to have a sign-up sheet there. I mean, I'm kind of organizing the volunteers right now, especially this week, and I'm just going to segment them out. I mean, we could use the help.
On Facebook, the page is A Day for Watson.
A Day for Watson.
So if somebody wants to volunteer and they want to reach out today or tomorrow, they can just always message that page.
Well, so is there anything that we need to bring?
So I'm ready to see everybody out there, and please make sure you bring your lawn chairs because you will need them.
Thank you both for coming in and talking about this, talking about Watson. I really appreciate you guys taking the time. This is just amazing, this whole thing. Like, I cannot wait to see what comes out of it. And I know the Miss Lou community is going to gather together, and it's just going to be one of the most successful things I think the community is going
to
see.
Yeah, yes. We're grateful to for the opportunity to come on and talk about it. We're grateful for this community. I mean, we truly live in a wonderful community. And just speaking from the family standpoint, thank you to every single person involved with this, from prayers to donations to volunteering to anything that you've done. There's so many people. There's too many people to name to thank. Just thank you so much to each and every person.